Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
COVID has a lot of victims. Some of those victims, of course, would have been the students who are meant to do their leaving cert this year. And I'm looking at the Irish Times here. Shauna Barrow writes about a County Waterford leaving cert student has been told he is not eligible for predictive grades for one of the subjects he studied because he was self-taught and didn't have a tutor. Now, to give me a bit more information, I have Finn on the line, and I also have his mum on the line who raised this particular issue, Alex Robertson. Good afternoon to you, Alex.
Good afternoon to you. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. I'm going to talk to Finn in a second. Finn, we'll come to you in a few minutes as well. But first, Alex, maybe explain this because it's not that complicated, I know, but for people who don't understand it really, explain what happened to Finn.
What has happened is he took his standard seven subjects for the leaving cert, but two of them were self-taught.
Okay.
Which is higher level business and higher level politics.
Okay.
Now, he had a few grinds in business studies in January.
Okay.
So therefore that qualified him to gain an estimated mark. He didn't have any grinds in politics. They weren't due until April, but because of lockdown, obviously he missed out on them.
Did he do politics in his mocks?
He did indeed, and it was marked externally.
Okay. All right. Okay. But the fact that he did politics in his mocks, then surely that means he should be able to get a grade, no?
Not according to government guidelines.
That's bizarre.
Which the school have, their hands are tied. They simply had to go by it. It's, according to the government, it is not proof enough that he studied the subject.
That's a bit crazy because it's a matter of record that he did it in his mocks.
Well, absolutely. It makes you wonder why you would sit the mocks if they stand for nothing. Surely they are there to give you a guideline and an estimation on where that student is.
Right, so have you been on to the department?
Let me tell you. Who have I not been on to?
Including the radio station.
I have been on to any TV that I can get hold of. Norma Foley has completely ignored me. I then had to contact Councillor Conor McGuinness, who then put me in touch with David Cullen and TD, who then got in touch with Donica O'Leary, who I'm so grateful for, stood up in the Dáil a week last Wednesday to specifically state Finn's case, and Joe McHugh totally ignored his question.
Because we all knew, and Joe McHugh, of course, who made a hames of the whole thing from start to finish, if you ask me, but anyway, we all knew that there were going to be individual problems, and, you know, there were going to be situations where, you know, there was differences, and, you know, there were going to be problems, and there was going to be appeals, because this was new territory for everybody. This is something we've never done before. We weren't even prepared for it. So there had to be exceptions to the average cases, and surely Finn would be one of those exceptions whereby he did do his mocks. It's a matter of record. He did his mocks. He could easily be graded based on what he did in his mocks. I imagine if he was happy to do that, by the way.
It's not just a case of being graded on his mock politics. The teachers, the government should have suggested to teachers, surely they know his ability.
Absolutely.
As a student.
Yes.
To combine that with his mock, some grade should have.
Wasn't that the whole principle, that the teachers were supposed to come together, discuss the student's abilities, and then the principal would oversee that afterwards, and then she would give her, or he would give her, you know, 10 cents worth, and then that would go to the department, and hence the grades would be given. That was the way it was meant to be done, wasn't it?
Well, that's the impression we got, but I must reiterate that the school's hands were tied. They simply had to go by government guidelines.
Right, okay. So, and there's no movement on those there's no wiggle room at all, it seems to be, on those guidelines.
None whatsoever. I mean, Finn is quite unique in his case, insofar as the government has said they will issue a statement in a couple of weeks' time. This should be this week now. What they stated was that they would release a further statement on students who had studied additional subjects. But politics is not an additional subject for Finn. It's included in his seven, which puts him unique.
Right, okay. So that puts him in a really bad position, by the way, if we're going to college and points, etc., etc.
Precisely.
Yeah, absolutely. And is there many students in Finn's case? Are you aware of many other students in Finn's case?
We are on social media, and more people are joining the group saying, you know, what about us? And we were homeschooled, and what we can gather is that full-time students at school have been catered for, home students have been catered for, students with grinds have been catered for, and students will be catered for who have done additional subjects. None of these include my son.
Well, your son is there. Can I speak to Finn there? Because I know we expected to have him on a different line, but unfortunately only one line was working. Finn?
Yeah, brilliant. One moment.
Okay. Finn, your mum obviously believes that you're exclusive and exceptional, but all mothers believe that about their sons, so don't be surprised. Don't be surprised at that. You must be devastated that you've worked hard, you did your politics, you did it in your mocks. How did you do in your mocks, by the way? Did you do okay in politics?
Yeah, I did okay, 65%.
Okay, would you have been happy enough with that as a grade?
I would have been happy enough, and I think I'd get into university if I got 65% for my mock, but...
But you would have liked them to consider, obviously, your abilities as well, on top of that. Of course.
And obviously, I mean, if the Leaving Cert was on, I think I would have got more due to the implications of time I had in the test. But, you know, for predicted grades, the least I could really ask for is a grade in all my exams.
Right. By the way, can I mention you sound older than 17, by the way? Can I just...
I've been told that.
You sound like you're about 30. You sound very well-educated, a very well-educated, mature young man. Okay, so you must be extremely disappointed now. So what have you been talking to... Is there any other students in your school or class that are in a similar situation, do you think you're reasonably unique in this problem?
To my knowledge, currently, I'm actually the only case in the country, but I wouldn't be surprised if there's a couple more, and... Well, I'm really here just to, if there even are any more.
You'd like to get them in touch, because obviously the more people that you can find in your situation, the better chance you have of getting it resolved, I suppose, I imagine. So basically you're looking for anybody who basically took an extra subject, but it was part of part of the core subjects.
Exactly. SAT's one of their main subjects with no tutoring.
Yeah. So just because you had no, this doesn't make any sense to me at all, actually. Just because you had no tutor, you didn't have grinds, but because you did, and you still did the mocks. It just makes common sense that any subject you did in the mocks should be considered for grades.
Exactly. It is just common sense. There's a mark there with a grade, with a test that I took in test conditions, surrounded by other students, with other students taking the same test, but... Well, obviously not the same test, but a test. And I got 65%. I don't see why that can't just prevail.
Okay, so this leaves you in a bad situation because you want to obviously go to do journalism in the University of Limerick. That's what you'd hope to do anyway, but it leaves you in a bad situation that you won't have enough points.
Yeah, exactly. With the past maths, I was really relying on the politics and the business, but obviously the business is sorted. Yeah, I just hope this is ratified, really. I don't really want to rely on my past maths. It wasn't my intention for obtaining the points.
And the University of Limerick, have you tried speaking to them to see that because we're in unprecedented times, uncharted territory, et cetera, that would they make an exception and accept your mocks as points? Because maybe they would, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, but no contact has been made for any exceptions made for me, but I'm really not asking for any special treatment. I'm asking for an equal treatment fundamentally, and that's the most.
I'm looking here, you know, there's loads of people, by the way, commenting. Somebody said he can sit the exam, but that means that he cannot get into the college this year if he sits the exam. So in other words, you would have to wait to sit the exam, and that means that's going to delay you by a year, isn't it?
Yep.
Essentially, because they don't know exactly. They said they may have a Leaving Cert by January or February. They don't actually know when it's going to be. Joe McHugh suggested maybe November, December, but that's even too late. It's no good for you then. You need it now.
Yeah, I need it now, or I need the grade. I need something to work with at least.
Yeah, before September, obviously.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And you're going to have a protest, I believe.
Yes, I'll be outside the Dáil on the 13th of July, at least. 14th now, apparently. And yeah, I'm just hoping to get enough attention.
The 13th or the 14th? Which? 14th?
The 14th.
14th of July. Okay, all right.
And I'm just hoping for enough attention, really, just so something can be ratified.
Okay, so you're going to be outside the Dáil on the 14th of July, and who's going to be with you?
Apart from
your mum.
Apart
from your mum.
Yeah. Supporting me, hopefully.
And are you sure it's definitely the 14th? Because you originally had it on the 13th, so you've changed that, have you?
It is the 14th now.
Okay, all right. Which is the Tuesday, is that?
The Dole don't sit on the Monday, so.
Oh, all right. Okay. Right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Maybe we'll catch up with you on the day. What time are you going to do the protest at?
We'll be out there at 8:30.
All right, and you're going to be there, what, for most of the day?
We will be there as long as the Dole is open.
All right, okay. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do.
All day, every day.
We'll try and catch up with you at 12 when we come on the air, and we'll try and endeavour to try and get the Minister for Education on the air at the same time.
Great, that'll be great.
All right, okay. On the 14th. Would that be good enough for you?
Yeah, that'll be fantastic if you could get that together.
All right, okay. All right. Well, we'll certainly try our best. All right, that's all.
Okay.
All right, okay. So maybe it'll help someone, okay? And maybe, I know your mum, Alex, is listening in the background there as well. Obviously, she's got to be there, so maybe we'll try and get the two of you back on the air again and hopefully get the Minister for Education on at the same time, and then we can try and sort of patch something up or sort something out. All right?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, listen, Finn, best of luck, and we'll talk to you on the 14th of July, all right?
Cheers.
All right, and say goodbye to your mum, Alex, as well. Listen, there you go. There's Alex and Finn Robertson. Finn, a very unusual situation. A very unique situation, whereby he did do his mocks, but because he didn't have a tutor or didn't have grinds, he doesn't get a graded mark like most people. By the way, I'm quite interested to know, I know you don't have the marks yet, but is everybody who is supposed to do the Leaving Cert, are you happy with the idea, or are you now worried that your graded mark is going to be crap and it's just not going to get you enough points to get into college? Let me know how you feel about it. Maybe you're in Finn's situation, by the way. You might be in that unique situation whereby you were overlooked when it came to making the rules and regulations in relation to graded marks.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.